So, doesn't Krishna use a chariot wheel to attack someone in the Kurukshetra war? So, when did this happen and was this a violation of the war code? Yes, this happens on the ninth day. In the evening, at that time, Bhishma has been goaded. Bhishma has been repeatedly goaded by Duryodhana. He says, you are partial to the Pandava, that's why you're not fighting wholeheartedly. So, at that time, Bhishma gets very angry and he says, by tonight, he says, either Arjuna will be dead or Krishna will have to raise a weapon to protect Arjuna. Now, Bhishma, actually, the Mahabharata is understood at various levels. At an external level, Bhishma and Arjuna are fighters and they are enemies and Krishna is on the side of the Arjuna. But at a higher transcendental level, Bhishma is also a devotee, Arjuna is also a devotee and Krishna is their lord. So here, when Bhishma takes this vow, he knows that I will not be able to kill Arjuna. And he just is eager in his own transcendental way to see how Krishna will protect Arjuna. And that day he fights so ferociously. Not because he is angry, not because he hates Arjuna, because he is so eager. What will Krishna do to protect his devotees? That eagerness animates his fighting. And he keeps fighting, and it seems as if he is going to destroy the whole Pandava army on that day. And Arjuna is still thinking, this is my grandfather. Arjuna is not fighting wholeheartedly. So then when Arjuna is not fighting wholeheartedly and Bhishma is fighting furiously, it's not an equal match and Arjuna is being overcome. So at that time, Krishna, he several times tries to inspire Arjuna to fight, but Arjuna doesn't have, his heart is not in the fight. So at that time, Krishna sees that Arjuna is going to be killed now by Bhishma. This cannot happen. So Krishna just looks around and he sees nearby there is a chariot wheel. And he just jumps off his chariot. And suddenly Arjuna is seeing, oh, my chariot has stopped. My chariot, Krishna has disappeared. And what happened? And he says, Krishna has just ran across, picked up the chariot wheel. And he picks up the chariot wheel and raises it up and charges towards Bhishma. And Bhishma is delighted. Bhishma just puts aside his bow. He says, come Keshava, death at your hands will be the perfection of my life. Now Krishna is not actually in a devotional mood here. Krishna says, you are the root of this war. Krishna is so angry, he says, if a king goes on the wrong track, it is the duty of the minister to stop the king. Because you as the minister of Dhritarashtra did not stop Dhritarashtra, therefore you deserve to be killed. And Krishna is shouting this, and as he is shouting, he is charging towards Bhishma. And Bhishma just smiles, he says, I tried my best. But Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra did not listen to me. He was simply a puppet in the hands of Duryodhana. But if you feel me culpable, please kill me, O Keshava. And Bhishma just puts aside his bow and arrow. And Arjuna is stunned initially to see Krishna streaking across the war field. Then he feels mortified. He says, no, because I did not fight wholeheartedly, so Krishna has lifted up a chariot wheel. Chariot wheel is technically not a weapon. But still, critics will say that Krishna lifted a weapon and he doesn't want Krishna to be criticized. So he just, Krishna, stop. But Krishna is so angry, Krishna is so angered by his concern for his devotees that Krishna doesn't hear anything. So Arjuna jumps off his chariot and starts running. Now Krishna is, it's a big chariot wheel and Krishna is running with the chariot wheel. Because of the weight of the chariot wheel, Krishna doesn't run very fast. So Arjuna runs fast and is calling out to Krishna, stop, stop. Krishna doesn't listen. Now actually, Krishna, when he sees the chariot wheel, he remembers his Sudarshan Chakra. He doesn't have his Sudarshan Chakra, but that reminds him of Sudarshan Chakra. And he's about to throw it from where it is there. But then he says, this is not a Sudarshan Chakra. And he's so concerned that Arjuna be protected, that he doesn't want to take any risk. That's like if somebody you want to shoot someone from a distance, you might miss the target. So you go close and then shoot, there's no chance of missing the target. That's why Krishna picks up the chariot wheel. First he wants to throw the chariot wheel from there only. But then he thinks, no, what if I miss? So then he charges across the battlefield to come to Bhishma, and from close quarters he wants to fling the chariot wheel. And then Arjuna runs after Krishna, and then Krishna still doesn't hear, all Arjuna is close to him. Then Arjuna just jumps across and catches Krishna by the thigh and tries to stop Krishna, but Krishna is so angry that by his momentum he just drags Arjuna along. And by this time, they have gone across half the battlefield and everybody is watching this marvel. And finally, Arjuna is saying, Krishna, stop. But Krishna is not listening. Then Arjuna picks his huge feet. He picks up his feet and bangs them on the ground. And as he bangs them on the ground, his feet create a hole in the ground. And as he creates a hole in the ground, his feet go inside that hole. And then Krishna is running and Arjuna's feet are caught in the ground. And Krishna stops. And then Arjuna tells Krishna, Krishna, please stop. You don't have to raise a weapon. I will fight. Tomorrow I will fight and tomorrow I will kill Bhishma. And when Krishna hears Arjuna speaking this, Krishna calms down. And then Krishna turns around and by that time the sun goes on the horizon. So on that day, when Krishna raises a weapon, so it is described that Krishna swanigamam apahayamat pratigyam. So swanigamam apahayamat pratigyam. So Bhishma Pitama is praying that Krishna had a choice on that day. That whose word is more important? Krishna's word was that I will not lift any weapon. Bhishma's word was that either I will kill Arjuna or I will make Krishna lift a weapon. So on this day, we could say that Krishna protected Arjuna. And for the sake of protecting Arjuna, Krishna broke his own word. That is true. And that, so Krishna, he takes a promise seriously, but he takes the protection of his devotees even more seriously. And for that purpose, he broke his word and he lifted a weapon. Not technically a weapon, but still he lifted a chariot wheel. But Bhishma Pitama has a very devotional way of looking at it. And he says, Krishna lifted the bow not to protect Arjuna, but to protect my word. So he said, this is such a wonderful Lord. This is a prayer that Bhishma offers when he is about to die. In the 9th chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Swanigamam apahayamat pratigyam rutayam adhikartam avapluto rathasya. He says, he gets off his chariot. And as he gets off his chariot, his angavastra falls off. His hair is disarrayed and he's charging towards me. And this is such an extraordinary vision of devotion. Normally, you know, sometimes if a person is a target of a murderous attack, then people get trauma after that, you know. You know, that person was coming with the gun pointed towards me. He could have shot me at any moment. And somehow I survived. And people want to forget that because otherwise it causes trauma. But here, Bhishma, he's saying that Lord who is charging towards me with a wheel raised high, about to kill me, let me remember that Lord constantly. Why? Because this vision, although externally it is furious, he's angry and is about to kill me, internally, this vision remonstrates the Lord's love. That his love for Arjuna and his love for Bhishma, both. Therefore, he's saying, Pratirastme mumurshur. Mumurshur, I want to die thinking of this. Bhagwati ratirastme mumurshur. And to this Lord, let me remember me and let me give up this body. So this is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalya, that he is ready to give up his word for the sake of protecting the life and for protecting the word of his devotee. Okay? So shall we stop here? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita.